Welcome back to the Food Nation Radio Network. Do you know where your food comes from? Over the next few minutes, you're going to learn some things about the food you take home to your family. We call this segment, Things That Make You Go, Sponsored by Whole Foods Market.
Things That Make You Go,
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey everybody, we're back. You're listening to the award-winning Food Nation Radio Network. I'm here with my co-host, Michael Serio.
We discovered some good news this week.
Yeah.
About BPAs.
We've talked about BPAs on the show. You know, BPAs are in most canned foods, and particularly things that are acidic like tomatoes can really affect that whole amount of BPA that gets in your system, which is not good for people. We called a company because we were going to use a can of tomatoes for cooking.
Right.
Actually made a deep dish pizza with organic cheese.
I was going to say, it was organic.
And it was organic tomatoes, but I wanted to make sure that the organic tomatoes in the can were BPA free. So we said, okay, let's just call them. It was Muir Glen. We called them. And I know they're owned by General Mills and la la la, you know, whatever. I think that they should be applauded for at least having an organic option. Okay. That's another story for another show.
Mm-hmm.
But when we called them, they said, yes, our cans are BPA free.
We weren't transferred around between a bunch of different departments. The first person we talked to at customer service had all the answers, well informed, and actually instructed us to find out. And she showed us over the telephone that the can itself was protected from BPAs.
We opened the can while we were talking to her.
Uh-huh.
She said, if you open this can and it has a copper lining on the inside, it's BPA free. And sure enough, it did.
When you open up a can and it's kind of that silver tin thing that we've always seen for so many years, it probably does allow the BPAs to be leached into the food. But if it's a copper or it's that white liner, it's probably much, much safer.
The best thing for you to do is call and ask. Because I wouldn't have known. I would have thought that the copper look to the inside of the can had to do with the tomatoes, the color of the tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know just by looking at it that it was BPA free, and it didn't say so on the can. So you should actually call and ask.
The companies that care will provide the information to you if you just ask.
And I think companies, although in the past were against labeling, the consensus that I'm hearing now is that they are for GMO labeling. They have organic arms to most of these big companies, and they are for GMO labeling now. So even though in the past they may have made some bad decisions and maybe been given bad advice, they are on board with this. And the best thing you can do is support the organic labels that they produce. If you want to be able to buy affordable organic food, that's the thing to do. Otherwise, you're shooting yourself in the foot and you're going to stick with companies that maybe are not affordable. That's all I have to say about that. So
we told you the show was going to be about freedom, so you have the information.
That's right. Listen to us next week on Food Nation Radio Network and online at foodnationradio.com.
This is the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty, sponsored by Whole Foods Market. Did you miss any part of the show? Listen anytime at businesstalkradio.net and click podcasts. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Food Nation Radio. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern for Food Nation Radio on the Business Talk Radio Network.